Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our program. Great to have you here. The weather is cooperating. It's doggone hot out there. How about that? Well, our congratulations to Deputy Public Health Commissioner Tiana Davis on being named the Massachusetts Public Health Association's Emerging Leader, and she is an Alfred Frechette Award honoree. Now, this award is presented to an individual under the age of 40 that has developed an innovative, unique, and original program and shows leadership and promise in public health or related field in Massachusetts. A lifelong resident of Springfield, Ms. Davis holds a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Mass, Amherst, and a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Services from Springfield College. So congratulations to Tiana Davis. Looking a little bit ahead, on April 19th at 11 a.m. in front of Chicopee City Hall, the city will raise the flag for organ donation awareness. The event aims to educate the public about the importance of organ donation and to raise awareness about the thousands of lives that can be saved through this selfless act. This event is a testament to the city's dedication to raising awareness about the importance of organ donation. Mercy Medical Center leaders will gather for the official launch of Team Birth, a new initiative to enhance the birthing experience and improve outcomes for people giving birth and their babies. Team Birth is a communication and teamwork process that closes gaps in communication that challenge the safety and the dignity of people giving birth. The event is set for 10:30 a.m. Friday, April 14, in the Family Life Center's Research indicates that failures in communication between providers and between providers and patients account for up to 90% of preventable injuries during childbirth. This Saturday, Madness and Mystery with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. The Springfield Symphony thrilled to have Tianhui Nung and Yayan Sun making their SSO debut, and with U.S. Assistant Guest Conductor and guest pianist, respectively. This will be Saturday the 15th, this coming at 7:30 p.m. Madness and Mystery, featuring beautiful pieces by Benjamin Britten and Edward Elgar, as well as Rachmaninoff's stunning piano concerto, number 2, played by Mr. Sun. There are great seats still available, starting at $20. Youth tickets for ages 18 and under are still just $10. You can grab yours and join us for this captivating evening of music. Visiting hours at the Agawam Veterans Memorial Cemetery have been extended to dusk. State Senator John Vilas took some action regarding this. The result is both the Agawam and Winchendon Veterans Cemeteries will be open from 7 a.m. to dusk every day. The administrative offices at those locations will continue to operate from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dunkin's has announced a new flavor, but first, for the Tina Turner fans, a chance to enjoy an unforgettable show at the Bushnell, bringing you that Tina Turner experience. I think Mark Auerbach liked it.
Tina, the Tina Turner musical, is blowing the roof off the Bushnell until Sunday. And if you're feeling the earth move up here, it's all because of the jukebox musical tale of Tina Turner's meteoric rise from humble beginnings in Tennessee to globe-trotting rock and roll diva extraordinaire sizzles. Kattery Hall, Frank Kettelaar, and Keith Prince fashioned the biographical tuner with the support of Tina Turner, and with fabulous staging by Felidia Lloyd, premiered in London in 2018, then jumped across the pond the next year. It had a dozen Tony nominations, including Best Musical. Tina rose to prominence as lead singer with the Ike and Tina Turner Review, and their onstage and in-studio career led to her stardom. Offstage, it was an abusive relationship, but she found the courage to go it alone as a solo act and the tenacity to break boundaries in music. And as Turner climbs to the top, the musical showcases all of her hits. Some of the music propels the plot, and often it's sung concert style. Zurin Villanueva is a dynamic Tina with cast iron vocal chops, high volume intensity, and equally fine acting and dancing. At times, I couldn't tell the difference between the onstage Tina and the real Tina. The remainder of the cast, band, staging, and design is terrific. I'm generally not a fan of jukebox musicals, but this one simply rocks. And the curtain call, which brought a standing ovation, segues into more songs. Tina, the Tina Turner musical, runs through Sunday at the Bushnell. For tickets, bushnell.org. It's a hot ticket, so get your tickets from the Bushnell and not other ticket sources. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Dunkin's has announced that its butter pecan swirl coffee items, which were normally offered for a limited time only during the spring, will now be permanent fixtures of the Dunkin' menu starting on April 26. Butter pecan swirl was the second most sought-after Dunkin' flavor after pumpkin, and it can be added to hot or iced coffee drinks, espresso, frozen drinks, hot chocolate, and cold brew. Now, this comes just after Dunkachino has officially been discontinued. The drink, which featured coffee and hot chocolate flavors, had been a staple of the menu for over two decades. Well, to everything there is a season, even a Dunkachino. And thank you very much for joining us on our program. Just a quick look around Western Mass as we head into the weekend. And thank you to Mark Auerbach for joining us. Be with us for our next program here on Pioneer Valley Radio as we zoom in and zoom out on Western Mass events and people. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.